Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, welcome to the show. I'm going to put some music on for Sherry. You can maybe hear some sound.
Cowboy from Survivor number 13, Cook Island. Yeah, I had just had a great, great, great time at a rad reality show here, and eat more rice. Okay, see y'all.
Welcome to the show. Sherry, sorry for the little joke in the beginning of the show. Can you hear it okay?
I don't have sound.
Okay,
I don't need sound.
Okay. I did want to talk about issues coming into Blog Talk. I haven't really had a chance to play with the new system, so bear with me. If you guys are having issues, maybe ask Paul or Ben. They might have played with it. I have only heard one person. I believe Puff Puff. That's Judy, right?
Correct.
Sherry? She said she had some issues last night. But I thought she made it in finally, didn't she?
She did.
Okay, so maybe they have that hers fixed. But, oh, guys, it's been a busy day for me, a bit, and a hurting day. I got some stuff going on, but we'll talk to you more about it tomorrow when I get results. Let's welcome our co-host tonight, Sherry Garcia.
Hi, everyone. Hi out there in podcast land. Hi, everybody in the chat room.
And Liz.
Hey, everyone. How's everybody's Tuesday?
Okay, hey.
Wednesday.
Sherry or Liz, you guys take your turn. You guys got anything you want to say up there to people that are listening in? Any hellos, any greetings, any?
Well, I'd like to say congrats on Dan going home from the hospital.
Amen.
And you have a new update on your Caring Bridge site. I think that's about it for me.
Liz?
Well, for me, I second everything Cherry just said, plus I'm glad my day is over. My work day is over.
Yeah. Actually, I've had one of these good days. I wanted us to talk about this, and Cherry, watch the chat room.
Got my eyes on it.
Okay. What would you guys say if I switched Tuesday night show to 7 o'clock? But then I don't like it after thinking about it because Big Brother will be on Tuesday nights probably, right?
I don't remember what days it was, actually.
Yeah, it does Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and...
I'm just going to keep it at 10. Don't worry about it. I was thinking about switching some of the shows to 7, other than just Michelle's, because it's better for me, maybe. But I'll be okay, because like, I'd rather talk about Dancing with the Stars on Tuesday nights right after it's over with. You know what I mean?
Well, we have to worry about you right now, too, Ron.
No, I know. I'll be okay. We'll probably do more. Well, the thing is, it will probably be less longer shows. It'll be hour shows nowadays. That's what I'm thinking about what we'll probably start doing. And then if we have a huge guest, yeah, maybe I'll go longer and everything. But just let's play by ears. Liz, were you going to say something?
Well, I was going to say, well, you know, put it out there, see what everybody thinks, and then, you know, play it by ear. At least you'll have an idea of what, you know, what everybody's looking at or what everybody else's feelings are toward it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing is throwing it out to you guys. If I can get everything taken care of, it's okay. Okay, next. Thursday night, Eric will be here. Last week he stood us up, but he said he will be here, so he will be coming to the show. Eric from, I believe it was Fan versus Favorites. He's the one that gave the idol to the girls. So definitely something to get ready for on Thursday. Tonight we might have a special guest calling in at 10:30. And he's going to say, and if he doesn't call in, I'll share with what some of the stuff he needs to talk about a little bit, too. So let's do this, guys. Let's you two, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's talk a little bit about, I want to talk about, oh, give me a second. I had it in my head. Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
and I know you don't watch Dancing with the Stars. Anybody that is on the West Coast, you might want to spoil for a second.
Spoiler
alert. Type it in, Cherry. It's going to... I really think this season, Dancing with the Stars, is now we've weeded out the first, you know, the two people that he didn't have a chance, and now we're getting the people that maybe have a chance to win, you know, that could have a chance to win. I was shocked that Sugar Ray Leonard was kicked off.
Wow, was he a good dancer?
Yeah, but I mean, he wasn't the worst. Either, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's all about the votes.
Yeah, that's why I was shocked that he got kicked off.
I saw Kirsty lost her shoe again. She had another blunder.
Yeah, it was her, Sugar Ray.
Again. She had another blunder.
It was her, Sugar Ray, and it was Chelsea and Mark. Sugar Ray, and there was one other one there. I think it was Christy and everything. So yeah, I mean the whole thing.
Maybe she needs to get shoes that fit.
I gotta watch the chat room, guys. I can't read the chat room that good. So if you have really something to say and Cherry's not paying attention, call
I
in.
I am. What do you want me to do?
Is there anything they're talking about? What are the people saying? I see stuff about Chris Jericho. I see
Tom
stuff
says,
about
Jenna. You're talking. You want me to talk over you?
Yeah, interrupt me.
Tom says he wants Jericho to win. Sue says she enjoyed seeing Jennifer Hudson tonight. That girl keeps getting better and better.
Oh, yeah, Petra was the bottom one. It was Petra. It was Petra, Sugar Ray, and...
And Tom says Petra is hot.
Thanks, Tom. I'm so excited to know that.
She is pretty hot.
Should I narrate the chat room?
Yeah, you don't have to narrate, but if you see something and it's talking about the subject I'm talking about, go ahead and interrupt.
Just talk over you?
No, not interrupt me. Just, conversate with me. Because I can't see the chat room. You understand? Pretend like it's your voice. I didn't know what was they typing about. So I didn't know. I know you two don't watch the show, right?
Right.
I do, periodically. But she doesn't want to cut you off because you kept going.
Right, that's what I'm telling you. Cut me off in this. Well, we can't for this part. Because I need help, It's okay, guys. I'm trying to explain to her. Tonight it was okay for her to cut me off in the chat room. So, yeah, Cherry, cut me off tonight. You hear me?
Cut him off, Cherry.
Okay. That one chick...
I wanted to say their names even. Just go ahead and pull off the stuff that they're saying. If that's giving you a hard time too, Cherry.
Who said that one chick started her period last night and told the whole world? Kendra.
She's a nasty
girl. I'm glad somebody brought up Kendra. Oh my gosh. What she said last night. I'm shocked that she's not home.
Yeah, but you know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of Jenny McCarthy in her younger days. Because she used to be really obnoxious and fart and do whatever else on TV.
Kendra was in the bottom three?
No, she wasn't, but she should have been.
Ah. Lisa says she doesn't care about Dancing with the Stars, but she hopes Kirstie Alley loses a bunch of weight.
She could. Possible. Highly possible.
Wait, though.
Gotta be a lot of exercise doing that.
Kendra wasn't in the bottom three. Oh, she was in the bottom three of the show last night. But not in the bottom three of the... No, Jody. She was on the bottom three of votes, but not getting kicked off. You understand, guys?
Yeah.
I know, me and Jody's having this little thing. Right.
Says Kendra is just like Jenny, hot and obnoxious.
Yes.
She was the only one he liked out of the girls
her
next
comment,
door.
Did you guys hear her comment? She goes, I really don't care no more.
Okay.
And her dancing partner was like, why did you say that?
Because it's obnoxious.
After all that work, I'd be mad if somebody said that after teaching her all those steps and working and doing all the work it takes to teach her all those dances, for her to say that on air, in public,
I would be pissed.
In front of all the competitors, I would be livid.
Yeah. Not cool.
No, it wasn't. I would be livid, too. I'm sorry. It was almost like when the girls quit on Survivor.
I mean, it's like she doesn't want to be there if you're going to make a comment like that.
Yeah, it was. And I thought for sure America would kick her off for that.
Yeah.
Sue says, remember, Kendra is a spoiled little biatch. Which she is.
It's true. Yeah, she really is. And everything. So I think we're done with that subject. You guys can call in. You don't have to sit back in the chat room. It's
give us
good
a call.
It's call. It's 347-237-5506.
I want to meet new people. Give us a call.
Yeah, I mean, talk about the shows that you're watching. But we do have some stuff in order. So, and I got a game, and Jessica or Michelle, who I don't think is even here, can't play. So, Tom, Sue, you guys are going to have to play my game tonight.
And we want new people. Give us a call.
So, one of you guys, not now, not the game is not starting until after the 10:30 hour. The 10:30 in middle. I'm waiting for 10:30 to get here and see if my guests and everything. But here, I'm going to play a quick thing to give me a adjustment here. Over here on my side. And
that sounded bad, Ron.
I don't care.
Lisa says she's mooning the chat room, and that's important to interrupt Ron with.
Wow. Thanks, Lisa. That's funny.
See, okay. I want to clarify that when I said, you know, me and Cherry's going to have a conversation for a second on air for you guys can chime in on it. I'm not asking her to interrupt me. I'm asking her when there's, like, if I'm talking about Jericho, and I'm here, okay, Jericho's a cool wrestler, yeah. And if she sees Tom, right, he is. It's okay to say Jericho is a cool wrestler to Tom. You know what I mean? You know. For I don't feel like I'm talking to nobody. You know, because I it's so bad. I hate it, guys. I mean, if it wasn't for the eyes, I would be okay. But I'm so blurred today that I just can't see the chat. And that's what I was trying to explain to Cherry, that it was okay to not interrupt me, but, you know, communicate with what you guys are saying, because you guys are not going to call in and communicate. So be their voice, Cherry.
Be
their
the
voice.
Be the voice.
Got it.
And, and everything. So, that's what
be
I
the ball.
Had. Yeah.
Be the ball.
Feel it, Cherry. Feel. and I'm stalling for a reason.
Why?
Because I can't hardly see the stuff to push
the buttons.
Button. Here, let's put this thing in. Oh.
Our hearts go out to the victims of Japan's devastating earthquake and tsunami. To support disaster relief around the world, visit redcross.org.
Hello, everyone. We're back to the Rad Reality Show. And I think we should do our time of the week, because Liz is ready for this, I bet you.
Hmm.
This is a new thing we started last week. And did I have a catch? Did I call it something?
No, you didn't give it a name.
Current events.
Okay.
Current events. And let's start out with Liz.
Yes. Oh, would you like to know my current events? Yes. As whoever was here last week heard me yapping about the whole airplane thing, and I've got about 2.5 weeks till I go to Italy. If I have to hear one more thing about an airplane, I don't know if anybody saw it today, an Air France plane hit a Delta plane on the tarmac. I mean, they weren't even in the air.
I saw that.
I mean, how much worse can it get? I'm going to be petrified. I'm going to need something to knock me out. I'm not going to make it. It's terrible.
Did they not see the plane in their way?
I don't know.
One of them was only the largest passenger plane on Earth or something.
It was huge.
And there's another one that happened somewhere else. It wasn't a crash, though, I don't think.
No, it wasn't a crash. It was like it clipped it.
Yeah, but there was something else crapping somewhere else today. And I can't remember what it was with the airplane.
I'm going to get on that plane when it starts to taxi out, and I'm going to puke. Puke.
I definitely ask the doctor for some volumes for your flight.
I already have some. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody out there. I'm set.
I think airplanes, I've never flew one, so I really don't know what the freak I'm talking about.
I don't mind landing, and I don't mind being on the plane. I hate taking off. That's my thing. Anybody else have that issue?
I don't like taking off or landing. I don't like any of it.
I like taking off and landing. Oh, never mind.
You haven't done either.
I wasn't talking about airplanes.
Oh, God.
You're
what
so
were you
bad.
Talking about? Are you being dirty?
No. You don't want to know.
Oh.
All right. Cherry, you got one?
Well, I've been following on HLN all the bodies they've been finding up on the East Coast. They found one, so they brought in cadaver dogs. And now they found 10.
Not disgusting.
And now they're thinking that it's possibly either a cop or an ex-cop who's doing it.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
What state?
New York, Long Island.
It's Long Island. It's right on the ocean. And
it's probably Enzo.
That's funny.
They believe that he is either a cop or an ex-cop or is closely related to law enforcement. He has done many things that lead them to believe that. He called the younger sister of one of the murder victims, kept all of his calls, and he called her a lot, taunting her, and he kept all of his calls under 3 minutes so they couldn't be traced. He made all of his calls from big crowded places like amusement parks and things like that, so that when they went there to try to see, you know, if they could find out who it was, there were just tons of people there, you know. They really believe that this is somebody who is law enforcement related. When he dumps the bodies, he leaves them completely unclothed. There's no jewelry, there's no clothing, there's nothing on the body. So, you know, they think that he really knows his stuff about, you know, not leaving any clues. And it's scary. It's really scary. And next month starts the Casey Anthony trial.
Totally.
If that trial doesn't end by the time Big Brother starts, Cherry's head explodes. I don't know how I will go on watching the Casey Anthony trial and Big Brother at the same time. Not enough hours in the day for me.
No. That's funny.
I'm sorry. I won't watch it. First of all, I can't. Second of all,
you can listen to it.
I've been so involved in that case since the very beginning of that little baby going missing.
But you know what I'm going to talk about, guys?
What?
I want to talk about something in a more uplifting kind of way. Is where should I don't quote me on the name of the spacecraft. Maybe Ben can help me. But the last one that just grounded, the spaceship, what is it called?
Space shuttle?
Yeah, the space shuttle, but the last one that just got grounded. Anyways, they're looking for a place to hold it. And I would like to, I don't know, where would you think it'd be a good place to put it at? I mean, in a museum. I mean, we know it's a museum, but who deserves it? I mean, I think they should give it to the lowest economic country. Did Ben say which space shuttle was?
Shuttle?
I think it's
what?
All of them, Ron.
What?
I thought that was going to be a bunch of them.
Yeah, but they're... After they ground them, they give them to a museum.
Okay.
Or a place to store forever. You understand?
Yeah.
And this one, they're looking for now they're looking for this place to where to store it at. They haven't decided yet.
Right.
And I saw that on the news today. They're, you know, and I was thinking they should give it to the most, like there's like 20 people, 20 states buying for it.
Hmm.
So. Are they saying
interesting.
Anything?
Interesting. I never really thought about that.
I mean, because whoever gets it will bring in lots of money. Like,
true.
And everything.
I get your point. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because people will be able to see it.
Yeah. Because it's to help that community. Makes sense. I'll have to think about it.
So.
Hmm.
That was my story that I wanted to bring up. And there's some more, too. But I want to go to another show. And let me get a census of up here, first of all. Did you guys watch the Jamie Oliver Experience tonight, Revolution?
No, I missed it.
Cherry?
Nope, I didn't see that.
Okay. People in the chat room, did you see it?
The Jamie Oliver
Experience.
Yeah, food experience. Or food experiment, or...
Cupcake Sue saw it. Lisa saw it.
Okay. I'm not going to go into too much details on it because if people have DVR'd it. Or you guys seem to be... no, it's okay. I will talk. Here's the deal. This guy, last time, this is the second one. And he did the first one, and he went into schools, and he switched the menu around, but he had a hard time getting into the schools. This time he's having even a harder time. He's in Los Angeles. They would not let him even go into Los Angeles schools. The superintendent is being an asshole. Were you going to ask a question, Liz?
No, I was going to say they won't even let him into the school system.
What?
They won't let him into the school system.
Not this episode.
Right.
And it's really sad. Like, some of the stuff he shows what happens to some of the fry fish, or the fry, like the hamburger. Like, he showed how they cut a hamburger, a beef cow. He pointed out, this is how much this costs. This is how much this costs. You know, it kind of like the best part. And then he said, and the rest are, is kind of like your scraps. And then he took it, put it in the washing machine, spinned it up a little bit, got it separated, and he showed us, and he made hamburger out of that, the junk parts.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it just amazes me. You know, maybe because I'm eating more healthy myself.
You're eating differently.
Yeah, I mean, because I was watching it today, and they were in a fast food place, and you know, I saw a hamburger there, but I was like, I really don't have the desire for the hamburger no more.
Well, you know, Ron, you know what? With my job, like, we'll have sales meetings once a month, and that stuff will do. They'll pick apart, like, a chicken. I've seen them cut down the pig, and then they just, you know, it'll change you. It'll definitely change your view on things, for sure.
Yeah, it will.
Are they saying anything in the chat room?
Paul says what he exposes is bad publicity for the schools. Cupcake Sue says USA is in a state of denial. Imagine that. Our damn government almost closed. And a lot of them are talking about how hot he is.
Keep that perspective there.
Well, I think that's a track mine in my chat room tonight. Everyone is so hot.
Well, maybe they're all a little, you know, worked up today.
Are you guys all in a Kendra? Do you guys all have your Kendra women?
I don't.
Nope.
Give me a guy.
No. Meaning, never mind.
I know what you mean.
But, no, I think Jamie Oliver is a great... He does great, and I love the show. And get a chance to watch it. Oh, here.
When is it on? What day is it on? What day?
Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Mark your calendar, Cherry.
And now, while I converted this...
the conversation.
Instead to watch it, Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. You know, I keep wanting to watch that, and I miss it all the time.
Well, I got Cherry to watch it.
I finally watched it for the first time.
What'd you think?
It was good. It really was. It was very interesting.
This week they had Jeff Foxworthy as the, like, the fourth judge or the extra judge or extra billionaire person, Shark, as I will call him, let's call him. He was good, and there was some great. I love that show, and I'm learning a lot. I learn a lot about business through them too, and what we should do, you know, and kind of I listen to their concepts, and then I think about my concept of what to do with the show and everything.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I'm starting to get into is, well, not starting, Undercover Boss.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I need to watch those back up.
Secret Millionaire is a good one, too.
Now, that's over with for now.
Yes. And then which one's one of my funny favorite ones? Storage Wars. These guys are, I don't know what it is. It's funny.
I love that.
Yeah. That's so funny. I don't know why.
That Dave guy just drives me insane, though.
Yeah, that yip.
Yip. Yip.
I never watched that one.
I want to smack him.
Yeah. Too funny. So.
Okay, guys. I don't think our special guests, or I don't think Louis is going to be able to call in. He said he might not have been able to, but he was going to call in and try to update everyone what he thought about the Amazing Race. One reason we didn't do our show Sunday night was that Louis' son was not able to be here. Or Louis was unable to be here because he was with his son and everything. So
everything's okay for his son?
Yeah, I'm not going to go into details.
Okay.
But anyways, I wanted to make sure you guys knew that. And it sounds like he might not be going to California.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Aw. Michelle will be lonesome on the plane.
So he told me he would let me know if he's going or not. But he might still call in. But I want to go ahead and do our game and play our game. So somebody call in. Tom, I think you're already listening. So if that's you, just push 1.
Come on, Tom. Push 1.
No, give me a second. He did. I can have another player, too, if somebody else wants to play. So call in if you want to go against Tom. Anybody wants to go against Tom? You know, call in. 347-237-5506.
Mm-hmm.
I almost forget it sometimes.
I've got it in the chat room.
Yeah, I'm trying to find us something to
entice people?
No, just to have some music.
Oh.
Okay, and plus me to get a water break.
Show music.
I got the. Give me a second. I was gonna get that one, but. You know what, guys?
I like
that. It's
really
sad because I'm reading some of the chat and I wanted to talk with you guys. I mean, some of those shows, I love Get Deadliest Catch and everything. So I wish I can communicate with you guys too about it. And we're working on getting some of the people on the show. I had contacted Phil before he passed away. And what's so funny about it was he was supposed to be on our show last year, or like 2 years ago when the show first started,
mm-hmm.
and he had to go away somewhere, and then he passed away like 2 weeks later, and so it was. I mean, I almost had him on. It really sucked. But is anybody going to let anybody going to challenge Tom?
Who's calling in to challenge Tom? Come on, we've got to have somebody call in.
It's a match game tonight. You guys are going to love it. And Paul is the only one that cannot play the game. Paul cannot play the game. Because Paul is one of the questions.
Oh.
So, you call in, I'll give you the rules. I'm waiting for somebody to... Okay, here, let me give you the rules real quick. This is how it's going to be done. I'm going to say, do you guys remember the old version match game? And you had a match, there was two contestants, and you had a match one. You had a match the six people on the panel. Well, tonight we're going to have two people. Cherry Garcia and Liz is going to be the panel. Okay? So you have to match them. We'll play round A and round B. Whoever wins the most out of those rounds will win the game. So here's the deal, though. So there's going to be a question, Red. Here, I'm going to bring Vicky up. And Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hi, Tom.
I want to make a quick warning. My little bitches are fighting. It's a Chihuahua and a Boston Terrier.
It's okay.
They make loud noises. It's not me. It's them.
Oh, precious. My little bitches. Awesome.
Vicky, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game?
Sure, I'll play the game.
Hi, Vicky.
Okay.
Hello.
So here's a sample question. And it's going to be a simple one. Ron Rad is so... good looking. Every day he walks outside, blank comes up to him and gives him a kiss. So what will happen now is Liz and Cherry Garcia will think their answers and put it down on a piece of paper in their house, okay? And then we're going to say, you guys can answer it, okay? Are you Cherry? And Cherry and
Liz,
you got yours figured out yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cherry, you got yours figured out?
Yes.
Okay, Vicky, you got yours?
Yes.
And Tom?
Yes.
Okay, so actually, we'll do it this way. One of you guys will only do it, but for the test one, we'll do it that you guys can both try it. Tom, what was your answer?
Flies.
What did you say?
Flies.
Okay. And Vicky, what was yours?
Corey Leanne.
What?
Corey Leanne.
Okay, so... what would happen is one of them will be doing this at a time. So, Liz, what was your answer?
Actually, mine was Corey.
So, Vicky would have got a point.
Right.
And, Cherry, what was yours?
The mail lady.
That was a good one. That's how it's going to be played. Okay, so we'll start out with Vicky. You go first. Tom, you don't have to do nothing this round. Okay.
All right.
So, Vicky, you ready for yours?
I'm ready.
Here's the question, or here's the thing. Paul from Minnesota is so old. How old is you guys supposed to guys? When I say that,
how old is he?
You guys are supposed to say that to me.
Well, we didn't know.
I know. I forgot to warn you, too, about that.
Mm-hmm.
Paul from Minnesota is so old.
How old is he?
Well, when he went into the store the other day, he tried to buy a blank for a quarter.
Okay. I was just giving you some music.
And when you, yeah, when you guys are done, say done.
Oh, well, I'm done.
I'm done.
Jerry?
Done.
Okay. So, Vicky, reveal your answer.
A Penthouse magazine.
What did she say?
A Penthouse magazine.
You said Penthouse magazine?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so Liz, what did you say?
I was going to say a candy bar.
Sherry, what did you say?
I said a pop.
Okay.
I normally don't say pop, but I think he does, so.
Sorry, guys. Vicky, you didn't match him, so for the first round. It was a good answer, though. Penthouse magazine. I would have answered that.
It is. She
was I actually
so Tom,
saw him doing it. He only had a quarter.
I'm ready.
You ready, Tom?
I'm ready.
Tom, I can't hear you hardly.
Can you hear me?
Give me a second. It's my ear. Okay. Okay, ready, Tom?
Yes.
Mr. No Pants comes to the chat room every night. And when he sits there, he blanks as he listens to the show.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Jerry?
Good.
Good.
Okay, Tom, what are you going to say?
Mr. No Pants moans as he watches the Rad Reality Show.
I can't hear you.
Moans.
Say it louder.
Moans. M-O-A-N-E-S.
Okay.
Or, no, M-O-A-N-S.
Give me a second. I'm going to have to turn my speakers up. I think it's me. My ear just popped shut, I think. Okay. Someone type in the chat room. Is I still? I think he said smoke.
No, moan.
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 Gotcha. Moan.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Liz, did you have a matching?
Actually, mine was talking on the chat room. Yeah.
Cherry.
I don't know him very well.
I said snoozes.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a dig.
Okay, so another zero.
Yeah, I don't know him, so it's hard for me to answer that.
Oh, I just thought the pants would, Mr. No Pants would make you at least think of something funny.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I was, but I didn't know if I should go there.
You could have went there.
All right. I should have gone there. Sorry.
Okay, you ready for round two?
Sure.
This time we'll go to Tom again because Vicky went first last time. Okay. You ready, Tom?
I am ready.
Matt must love Redemption Island so much. I messed it up. Start again. Matt's been on Redemption Island so long. Every time he goes to bed, he says, blank.
He says, blank.
I got it.
Can you say it again, Ron?
What?
Repeat
it.
Yes, please.
Matt's been on Redemption Island so long that every time he goes to bed, he says blank.
Okay.
Terry?
Ready?
Okay, Tom, what's your answer?
My answer is, I love Rob. Matt's been on so long that he says, I love Rob.
Liz, what was your answer?
My answer is, good night, Wilson.
Okay, I was leaning towards Liz. I was saying good night myself. Cherry?
Mine was, Lord, please don't give me no more fucking redemption.
Okay. We go to Vicky.
We got to connect more for these.
Vicky.
Come on, guys. Let's get in the same wavelength.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Liz, Cherry, are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Okay. Louie and Michael was not asked to go back to the Amazing Race this season. It was because Blank was found out about the two of them.
Can you say that again?
Louie and Michael was not asked to go back into the Amazing Race All-Stars was because Blank was found out about the two of them. Actually, I had another one. I forgot. It was the second one. I gave the first one. Is that too hard? You want another one?
Yeah, because I don't get it.
Okay, let me put it this one.
Did you guys get that?
Yeah, I was, you know, they're cops.
Oh.
That's why. Let me do my second one.
I'm sorry.
It's still about them. Okay, Louie and Michael was not able to go into the All-Stars this season because when the producers were in Rhode Island, they blanked them. Does that make more sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Cherry?
Ready.
Vicky?
They arrested them.
Okay. Let's go to Liz first.
I say they found out about them.
What?
They found out about them.
No, wrong answer. It wasn't close.
Okay.
Cherry?
I said arrested them.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. Vicky, you won.
Thank you.
Well, we'll be doing this a little bit differently next time. But, again, these are just test run game shows. And I want to do more of this and try to get more involvement. And we'll get some reality stars to come in, maybe even a couple times as the
them participate in the games too.
Liz and give me a second. No, I wasn't going with you guys. Vicky and Tom, thank you for playing. It's just for fun
thank
tonight.
You.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. Thanks for having the game. It was fun.
Thanks, Vicky.
So,
thanks, Tom.
So, people, when they ask you to call in and play the game, then just call in and play. It doesn't hurt.
Thanks, Vicky. Tell them.
You took the Band-Aid off and took it off well.
Yes. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Vicky makes great brownies, by the way.
Oh.
We went out last night.
I'll meet you too.
And she brought me brownies.
Oh, you know what? If you get some ones with marshmallows swirled in there, I'll have to get you my address.
Yours were s'mores brownies. They had marshmallow on top.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, the girl rocks.
Very nice. Very nice.
Okay, Cherry.
Right.
I see a question in the chat room, but I can't see the whole.
Cherry, can you ask Ron if he received my small package?
Is that what I'm supposed to be looking for?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't received it yet. It might be out there because I forgot to go look out the door this afternoon, and everyone was here this morning pretty much. And I was sound asleep during the normal time. So, but I do want to say this. Oh, how do I say this without crying again? The overwhelmness of love that people have given me. And, guys, I there's going to be times the show's going to be canceled. And there's going to be times that I'm going to do the show and I'm going to have to let Cherry and those guys take a little more effort into it. And, but we're a family here, and I thank you for being part of my family. And today I got a gift from a person that was my ex-girlfriend's sister. And when I saw it was from her, I was just so blessed because I think about that song, Michael W. by Michael W. Smith. And a friend's a friend forever, the Lord of them. And, guys, we're going to probably update the journal again tomorrow or the next day. I have some little health issues that are bugging me badly, probably. But I wanted to get results before or get where it's going, you know, before we posted them. But, everything's working good, and I really do thank Liz and Cherry and Jen Frog and
Misty
and Lisa, even Lisa who hasn't really, you know, I haven't been able to contact much with lately, but she started out there's so many others. And the ones that have been faithful to me and donating throughout the years, the past few months. And Ben and Paul too, yeah. I got so many names I could say. Y'all have been there. There was something I do want to bring up to you guys, and I don't know if I should bring it up or if I should let Cherry or Liz. Liz, tell them my ideal. I think it's better for you to say it. What I asked you to do, but you can't.
Shit. I can't remember.
Pennies, quarters, dimes.
Oh,
jugs.
Donate?
Okay, then. Cherry, do you know what I'm talking about?
I will.
I'm sorry, I'm having a blonde moment.
Ron was talking about the possibility of anyone that happens to work in a restaurant or bar. Liz, do you want
to... Well, no, you can finish. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just remember what he was saying.
Go ahead.
You know, when you go to a convenience store and there's a jar there that says, can you help this person? And, you know, people put their spare change in there. And, you know, he's looking for, you know, people that are willing to do that. He did ask me, and the person that I work for part-time in the bar doesn't really get into that stuff. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm not able to do that for him. But there are people that may work, you know, in bowling alleys or snack bars, and they're able to do that. So...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, and and I'd rather it come from you guys. But the reason why is, you know, like if you guys don't have the money, you're a younger one that listens to my show and you still want to donate, that's a way to help, out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but good night, everyone. And we will be back Thursday night with the guest, Eric. And I just have to say thank you. Anything else, Cherry? I'll let you finish up.
Just please watch Ron's Caring Bridge in the upcoming days. I think we are going to have some updates. I know I just updated it today, but I think we're probably going to be doing another one either tomorrow or the next day with some new information on Ron. So please keep an eye on that. We'll post some links to let you know when it is updated, but keep an eye on that. We're going to let you know some new information on Ron's health very soon.
Liz, you got anything you want to add?
No, I think Cherry pretty much, put it out there. I hope everybody has a good week. Since I'm only out here with you guys on Tuesday, I'm glad you guys come in, you listen to Ron. I know this is something that he really loves and enjoys, so thanks for coming in, listening, participating, and whatever. We have a good time.
Yeah, and I want to say this before I forget. These two are going to probably hang with us now on Tuesday night. This is going to be the Tuesday night crowd, the cast. Liz, Cherry Garcia, me, and we're going to, we're just going to hold off on finding a co-host like from Big Brother right now. But, once Big Brother gets started, I'll maybe find a Big Brother co-host to add in with us and everything too. So, or we'll figure out something. So, I got lots of directions, things I want to do still with this show, but, I wanted to, have these two, and it's kind of nice because Liz brings one approach and Cherry brings another approach and we're working on getting things together, and there's going to be mess ups, and all of us understand that, so God bless you guys. See you Thursday on the Rad Reality Show.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Take care. Be good.
Night, night.